to you. I keep crawling back to you. Hey, this is Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. You're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Turn up that radio.
One's called Sometime World.
Oh, yeah. That's new live music from the archives from Wishbone Ash. New album's called Live at the Capitol Theater, 119-1974. And Wishbone Ash is going strong. They are coming to the Kent stage in Kent, Ohio. Not a bad road trip from Pittsburgh. I've done it many a time. I'm going to be there November 14th. Wishbone Ash at the Kent stage. Sometime World. Name of the track. Before that, going out to Tommy and Blawnog's request for Tom Petty, Crawling Back to You from the Wildflowers album. And that is from the Wildflowers box set that they remastered. I gotta tell you what, that vinyl sounded amazing. It sounded like Tom was singing right here in the studio next to me. Live Jackal from the Live in Dallas album, I Stand Alone, going out to Billy and Green Tree. Brand new music from Tuck Smith and Restless Hearts, Troubled Paradise. Gave away a pair of tickets. Gave two pairs of tickets away. We're going to give away a couple more next week, October 12th at the Craft House. We open it all up. A little story about Bob and Glenda getting married and Dennis DeYoung being part of it. How cool is that? Dennis DeYoung with a symphony backing him, covering track he had big success with Styx with. Of course, Sailing. So 80 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is, drumroll please, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. All right, so the great Uriah Heep has a new single out. It's a little different. They've teamed up with another band called Think Positive. And again, I'm going to warn you, this is a little different. But what they've done is they've taken their classic track, Lady in Black. And if you're a Uriah Heep fan, of course you know that. That's one of the highlights of every show they ever perform. I'm talking about this track. You know the track I'm talking about, Lady in Black. So this is brand new. Give me a call here at the station. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Lady in Black, Uriah Heep, Think Positive. New music, classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio.
call me at midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning. At midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning.
plays another blast from the Faces past, and Mac is going to bring this one in.
Store day release earlier this year, Silicone Grown, with Ian McLagan from his old band The Faces, and of course The Small Faces before that, singing lead with Woody. Lots of fun right there. Lots of fun tonight. Thank you for the great calls. Had an absolute blast. Missed out on a few calls tonight. We're going to make up for that next week, so make sure you tune in next Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. And we're going to close out. If I didn't play this song, I think you guys would murder me. Most requested song this week, and it's been building. We've been playing this for weeks, and it's just, we've been like a slow-moving train, just catching more and more calls. We're going to close with the latest from Neil Young and his latest band, the Chrome Hearts. Big change is coming. Been on our top 10 list for the last couple weeks. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, reminding you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know, one show that did not make my concert calendar, and there's a reason for that, because if you are listening to my voice right now, that means you missed it. Yeah, they were just in town. I'm talking about the Drive-By Truckers.
kiss me, make me ting-a-ling-a-ling. Good God, I miss Molly. You sure have a ball when you're locking in a rolling. Can't hear your mama call. Wow, God, I miss Molly. You sure have a ball. Wow, God, I miss Molly. You sure have a ball when you're locking in a rolling. Can't hear your mama call.
Pixies wrapping up that set of music with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band tune, Born in Chicago. Before the Pixies, before the Pixies. That's a band called The Monsters. With Smell My Tongue. Pulled that off of a brand new compilation we just got in at the station from Voodoo Records. Out of Switzerland. And I said this last week. What I love is it's called a label compilation to ruin any party. So we'll be hearing more of that on future Viva La Mock radio programs. Before the Monsters, the Sonics giving us Good Golly, Miss Molly. Played some Rocky Erickson doing the Velvet Underground's Heroin. Stuffed the entire set with the Drive-By Truckers, recorded live back in 1999. Went back to, I'm not sure if they reissued it, but it was pretty obscure for a while. An album called the Alabama Ass Whoopin', recorded live in Georgia in 1999 with Steve McQueen. I believe we smelled some Three Steps in there, too. A little Skinnerd tribute from the Truckers, who were recently in town. It gets us to where we are now. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. It comes to each and every week at this time. Hey, don't forget, help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get the flu shot. It's quick and easy, and it will protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough. Stay home from work if you're sick. Stay home from school if you're sick. Wash your hands often. And third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. More information at cdc.gov/fightflu. And we're talking about just the everyday flu. Not the COVID-19, but you should still wash your hands.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio Program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town. 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University. 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post. 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University. 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College. 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Mahwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
.7 FM WRHU in Hempstead, New York, 89.5 FM Bush Radio, the mother of community radio in Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh. You are listening to the One World Community Radio Show. I'm Ricky Hubert in New York, and we have two very exciting South African guests joining us today. If our guests could introduce themselves for the public, we would appreciate it very much. Maweiwei, we'll start with you.
Thank you very much for having me in your radio. And then thanks for your listeners for giving us time to talk to them and listen to us. My name is Maweiwei Nkwashu. I am based in Limpopo. I'm working with Tiswe, which is actually having its head office in Cape Town. Thank you.
And Nora, if you could introduce yourself for everybody listening.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you to your listeners. I am Nora Mlondobozi. I am based also in Limpopo and a member of Rural Women Assembly. And at the moment, I'm speaking with you. I'm in Free State. We are having a feminist school for Rural Women Assembly South Africa. Thank you.
Now, before we get into anything further in the interview, I would like to know, and I think everybody in the public would like to know, about the history of both organizations. If Maweiwei, if you could tell us a little bit more about the Trust for Community Outreach and Education, and Nora, if you could tell us a little bit more about the Rural Women's Assembly in South Africa. Either one of you could start.
Okay, I can start. I am Rural Women Assembly South Africa. It was started almost 14 years. It was launched in Limpopo, but we had five countries from the SADC. In fact, Rural Women Assembly is not a South African movement only. It is in the 10 countries of the SADC, where we are pushing the issues of the fighting for the rights of women, issues like climate change, GBV, land access, and feed access. This is our main issues that we are fighting for as Rural Women Assembly. And in South Africa, we are in six provinces. That is Limpopo, Gauteng, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, and Free State. That's where I am today.
Well, TISO is an acronym for Trust for Community Outreach and Education. This is an organization that is almost 41 years old. We are working in five provinces of the South African country, and we are now trying to make some inroads towards the sixth province. We are working in Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Free State, where Nora is, and Limpopo. But we are trying to make some inroads towards the eastern part of Limpopo, which is Bushbuck Ridge. And we are an organization that is working with smallholder farmers. We don't only work with them, but we have got in our programs, we have got what we call in our own context, streams, working streams. It's thematic areas that we are operating in. One of them is movement building, because we are trying to organize smallholder farmers and the landless people to become a movement that can actually fight for their rights, especially when it comes to issues of inequality, land access and access to clean water and so on. The other stream is food sovereignty, which of course is the backbone of our work. We are working with smallholder farmers in communities from all the five provinces that I did mention here. And then we are also having this other stream that is called democratization of governance, because we believe that, well, there are people who are deprived of opportunities of participating in some of the decision-making, critical decision-making within their own spaces and settlements. So we are working towards that. We are saying to us that if this is a democratic country, then people should have, free access to information, free access to decision-making, free access to participation in whatever that affects or concerns them. The other stream is on it's movement building. I already mentioned.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history.